We are on Fezlap of Samach Hey. We're on Samach Dalam and Beis, but we'll go back two lines because it just continues. So we're talking about a machlokas as to when you can establish that the woman can't have, when you can establish chazaki after two times or after three times. Someone named Rav Yosef, Brei the Rava La Rava. By my name is Rav Yosef. I asked Rav Yosef, halacha karebi. Is the halacha like Rebbe that the chazaka is after two times? Va'amrli in. And he said, yeah. And then I asked him, halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. And he said, va'amrli in. And he said, yeah. So achuchi achibi. It must be that he was joking around with me. How can you tell me the halacha is like both of them? So Amra lay. So Rava says back to his son Rav Yosef, lo, you know, he wasn't joking around with you. Stamehi. This different stam mishnayos. Some stam mishnayos here like this one. Some stam mishnayos like this one. So it's sort of like a split psak, and you have to go based on the case by case basis. V'pashit lach nisuin v'malkios karebi. In the case of nisuin, where a woman marries to two people, and that's how Rashi explains it, a woman is married to two people and they both die. So Rebbe there makes his makovei that the halacha is that chazaka that she shouldn't marry anybody else, but she's a katlanis. The malkios, and also somebody who malkos, that someone who does an aveira and it's malkos, and does an aveira and then gets malkos, he's considered a rasha. We'll see what that is. That's kerebi. Those halachas will go like Rebbe. That two times is koveya the chazaka. So right, the avar veira, he's hooksak la rasha after two times, and you know, they put him in the kippah. We'll see that in a moment. But vestos, when it comes to vestos, whether, you know, to establish a vestos, and by shor muad, that's kerb shim gamliel. There the halacha follows shim gamliel, that the halacha is only established after three times. So the Gemara goes to the cases. Nisuin hada amaran. Nisuin is like we said. Here it seems to be, what's the case? Nisuin, we could say, right, hada amaran. Rashi says, the samlan ton didan, kirebi de katana, rashai hasheni, rashani in shlishi yotlo. That, you know, it takes her, for not having, I guess, not having, a child. She doesn't give birth after 10 years. She can marry the second one, but she only can marry the second husband because the chazaka is not established. But she should not marry the third one because then the chazaka is established after two. The halacha apparently follows Rebbe. Malkios, what's the case of Malkios? The Tanan, or the Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin. Misha Laka Vishana. Somebody who gets Malkios for doing an Aveira, and Vishana does it again, gets Malkios for doing an Aveira, meaning the Aveira two times, and now he's Mosak to Garasha. So Basin codes him also to keep her. So Basin throws him into the, basically into jail, and they machil also Saorim, Ashti Kreso Niklas. They put him in jail, they starve him, they can't make him hungry, so the stomach, you know, squeezes. And then they give him the barley, which expands his stomach, and then he blows up a knife. So that's the. But you see the point is that it's only after two times he established the chazaka. So in that case, the chazaka goes like Rebbe. Okay. Vestos, we say that go like Rashim Gamliel, which is that you need to establish it three times. Well, because it's not the, there they are. Vestos are the Tanan, Sukkim and Sanhedrin. Vestos the Tznan ein ha'isha kovas la vestos achetik ena shalosh pamim. That a vestos is not established until after three times. She sees three times on the same day. So that's three times. And also the ein mit the harassment of vestos achetik ena shalosh pamim. And she doesn't leave the status of a vestos until she doesn't see it for three times. Right? Rashi says kovas la vestos lismoch alel yos dayish shaito. Talking about basically tumotara, meaning the idea was the Tanan in the beginning of Masechas Nida, kol isha sheisha vestos dayish shaito. If you have a vestos, then you don't have to be worried about the harus that she may have touched previously. That maybe she touched them 12 hours ago and she just didn't see the blood, but she had the blood, and therefore they're tamei. Below mitamina la lemafreya meis la ace. The ode, the im kavas la vesses v'giyas man vesta v'lo batka tamei or the oruch b'zmano. Also l'chumra, meaning if she has a vesses and the time for the vesses arrives, and even though she didn't see it but she touched something, we assume that she just didn't see it but it's there, and therefore whatever she touched is tamei. The im itharis min vesses, Rashi says, I feel nekra pamayim, even if she was uprooted it twice. Right, she batka b'vet vesses lo raso v'shintav raisling liyom acher beis pamim. So she didn't see, she's supposed to have the vestas on the 23rd. And then 2 months go by and doesn't see the 23rd. She says 2 months on the 25th. Nevertheless, for the next month, she said her vestas is still going to be the 23rd. Because she didn't uproot it until she uproots it three times. Right? Okay, fine. That's vestas. And v'shor muad. What's the case of shor muad? The Tanan, we have the Mishnah. Ein hashor nasim muad. Achi idabo shalosha pa'amim. The shor only becomes a muad, meaning machlef kamina for where you're paying chatzi nezek and nezek shalim. It only becomes muad after three times, but after two times, not right. Tosos points out that by shor muad, there's no, doesn't seem to be a machlokas. Rebbe lo poliga kra. because it's a pasuk that says a sitta three times. Just another place where Rav Shimon Gamliel's rule applies. Then you can go into the whole machlok, the whole chakira of what the chazaka established. The chazaka established that it's a giloy. It's of the nature, or it then becomes regilus. Then he becomes regil to do that item. And
is that the same thing?
No, because
no,
it's a gilul. I'm afraid that that's how he was.
Oh,
or right. And now he becomes ragil to do something going forward. And that the machlokas is, the Stiper points out that could be the machlokas that we have between the Maharami Rutenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz by Mashav Ruach Mar Negashim. The halacha is that if the chazaka is that you didn't say it for the first 90 tefillos, for the first 30 days. So the Maharami Rutenberg says, okay, so just say Mash. But it's actually a song in some yeshivas. Mashav Ruach Mar Negashim, say it 90 times, and then you're good to go. Then if you forgot it, then it must be that you said it. So Rabbeinu Peretz says, no, it doesn't work. So the Stiper says, maybe the machlokas is whether or not it's an idea of... Right, well, that's a different one. That's how the Abu Ram explains it, that no, it doesn't work, because just saying Mashal Rumor Gashon doesn't make a difference. You have to say it within the context of Shemona Esrei.
Right.
But there are those the Stiper says, maybe the machlokas is, how do you view Chazaka? So view Chazaka as Hergel, well, then you were Hergel here. You came Ragel. View Chazaka as... Now, this is established the way it was at the beginning. Well, that doesn't make sense by Mashal Rumor Gashon. It's just a point to come in to explain the concept of chazaka. Okay.
So not it's three times, and a human being that violates a lab, it's twice. You can kill him.
Well, it doesn't say the ox three times in order to pay Nezek Shalem.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
If
you kill somebody, you kill the ox after the first time.
After the first time.
This is when the ox does damage. We'll get to the above Kama. Right now we're in Yavamas. Yeah, but that's only the ox, it's three times, that's when he pays Nezek Shalem. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to the din of a woman who doesn't give birth. We have a barren woman. So Tana Rabbanan, Niseis L'Rishon. She marries the first husband, and I guess she lives with him for 10 years. V'lo Hayu L'Banim, and he doesn't have
children.
Doesn't have any children from this woman. So therefore, he divorces her and gets her ksuba. Then she marries the Sheni. She marries the second one, and also lives with him for 10 years. And he doesn't have V'lo Hayu L'Banim. So then she divorces her. He divorces her, and she gets her ksuba. But l'shlishi lo tinase el mishesh labanim. When it comes to the third person, she shouldn't marry him unless he already has children, because he was already mekayim the mitzvah of pru urvu, which is interesting because we passed him the other day. We what?
Has he mekayim the mitzvah? He didn't have any children.
The third husband.
He says that
you
shouldn't marry him, but she has children.
Right? Unless he already has
children.
Unless he has children.
Otherwise, you can't get married off together.
Divorce and divorce.
What's the other side?
I don't understand what your question is. The Gemara is simply saying that she married the first guy, he doesn't have children. Married the second guy, he doesn't have children. So if she's going to marry a third guy, she could only marry somebody if he already had children.
That's it.
Oh, That's all it is. Why? Because she's established that somebody who doesn't have women, he has a mitzvah puruvu. If he didn't make kind of mitzvah yet, then he shouldn't marry her. But he already made kind of mitzvah, so there's no problem.
Yeah, but isn't it because if I know she's at least 45?
Who says? Maybe she got married at 3.
Yeah. Right. Woman, so you could have had it.
Who says? She could marry the first husband at 12, then she's 22, then 32. Plenty of people give birth when they're 32. So lo ayin labanim lishlishlo tinasa elamishlish labanim. Right, don't put in our standards of marriage and say the woman gets married at 20, 25, well, whatever. Woman gets married at a certain age, but it's different. All right, but nisis lamin she'ein labanim. But if she does marry somebody, let me finish the brayson. Let me finish the brayson, then you can ask questions. Nisis lamin she'ein labanim. If she marries somebody who does not have children, teitzei, he should divorce her below ksuban. She doesn't get her ksuba. Pretty straightforward. What's the question?
My question is, where did he get Bunim from?
He was married previously.
But it says he ain't like Bunim, that's why I got divorced.
That's a third, that's three different people. He marries her husband number one.
And he marries the first one.
No, she marries the first man. He doesn't have children. He gets divorced.
Right.
She marries a second man. He gets divorced. She marries a third man. She should not, the third man cannot marry her unless he already had children from a previous marriage.
He had children.
Yeah, nis low. Let me shain low on him.
Okay.
Ibai luhu. Right, so, okay. I want to do Tosa. Okay. Ibai luhu. Nisei shlishlishi. She marries the third husband. Let's say she marries the third husband, and she doesn't, and she's with him for 10 years. V'lo hayu labanim, and she doesn't have sons. So mahu dilitbua hanach kamai. So now it seems to be proven she has a chazaka. She has a chazaka that she doesn't have children because it's three times. So can the first two who gave her a ksuba go back and say, you know what? Give me my ksuba back. Because now it's Gilul and Afreya that you're not Kara, and therefore, it was like a mechatos, I guess, give us back our money.
After 20 years, there's nothing else to worry about. Come on.
You really ask a question about money after 20 years? Money? People go a lifetime. That's not a fair question. Right? So mi matsu amrule, can they say to her, igloi milso da atu de gararamta? Now it's a gila milso that you're the cause of no children. It's not us, it was you. O dilma, or she can say to them, matis amrilehu, hashahu de kachkishe. No, like what you're saying. Now I got older, now I can't have kids. But back then I would have had kids, it was your fault. But now I'm 40 and I can't have kids. So no, it's different.
They can't say that because chazakah is not established from Afreya. Chazakah is established after the third time.
Well, maybe it depends. Maybe chazakah means that it establishes, it shows what that's the chakira just wrote down before. Maybe that sad holds that chazakah is that it shows lama freya what the nature of the person was to begin with.
It doesn't matter. Why not? That would be the case. The shormu is the same thing. The people who were gored the first time, they would come and say, yo, your ox, now you pay me to, because he's a shormuad. He wasn't a shormuad until the third time.
Maybe that's the machlokas.
But you know that I saw that on the article from the day before, 2 days.
Yeah.
In today and age, if there is a scientific, you can establish by diagnosis that since the very beginning of the marriage, you cannot have children,
right?
Then he's allowed to divorce her right away. He doesn't have to wait 10 years. And 10 years is only when you don't know who is the cause. If you know that he's the cause, he's not allowed to remarry to somebody who does not have children. And if she's if he's the one, he doesn't have to divorce her if after 10 years, because you know that he's the cause.
Right.
But if she's the cause, you're allowed to divorce like the next month.
Right. The Tosos here, the Tosos on the base that basically says that nowadays we shouldn't don't be so quick to divorce. Let's see what that was. Ask your local Orthodox competent halachic decider about these situations. They're not easy.
She's on vacation.
They're not easy cases. Definitely not easy cases. Okay. So old Dilma Matzis Amaluhu. Right. So Mistabros, so the Gemara answers Matzis Amaluhu Hashtahu Dikachishe. Now it's established as now. Maybe before those two before was because of them. And now I got old and I can't have the children. Right. What? Well, look, and then maybe you can't prove it, as Marcel's saying. But yeah, in Echanami. So the Tosos says it says Niseis Lemisha Ein Lubanim Teitz Lo Ksuva. If she marries the third person, gets divorced without a ksuba. So Toso says, Mashma de Minashini Shani Yesh Lo Ksuba. So Mashma clear, pretty clear that from the second husband she gets her ksuba, right? Because it only says she's totsebi la ksuba, teitsebi lo ksuba from the third. So Toso says, right, came Mashma Basamach, and also Toso says, Fatame Lari, Damai Yesh Lo Ksuba Min Hashani, Hakevan de Asale Lishlishi. Once we say that she's not allowed to marry the third husband, that means we're passing like Rebbe that the Chazak is established after two. Well, if the chazakah is established after two, so after the second 10 years, there's a chazakah. So why should you get a ksuba from the second one? He says, "Tamei l'ri that my yesh l'ksuba min hasheni hakevin da'asla l'shlishli im kain savor that betrays him they have a chazakah." So the re answers my question. The re says, "Well, I'm the re. The le'inyan mod mamon make a chiluk by mamon. When it comes to mamon, mod rebbe the lo have a chazakah adid chazik begimel zimni ki the ashkam b'shormuad b'shormuad lo polik." But Rebbe doesn't argue by shormuad, meaning that Rebbe agrees that in order to be motzi mamon, the chazakah has to be three times. Meaning, even if you say chazakah is established like Abba Yisur twice, the motzi mamon can only be established after three times. That's why here the chazakah is established for two to say she doesn't get the ksuba from the third one because that just means that she doesn't get something. But once she already received it to be motzi mamon, that chazakah could only be after three. So then what happens after the third time? Then we have the kasha. Then we have the kasha in the gemara. But after the second time, you don't have the kasha in the gemara. But the Ramban says that by the sheni she doesn't get her ksuba. But by the third one, the third husband over here, she can be divorced even before 10 years. Meaning if he didn't know, and he finds out that she was married to two previous husbands, 10 years each without children, he can divorce her right away. He doesn't even have to wait. Doesn't have to wait the 10 years. By the second one, she has to establish the chazakah, so she would have to wait the 10 years. So by number two, it's 10 years no ksuba, and number three, according to Ramban, it's immediately with no ksuba. But it's an interesting.
What's the makor of 10 years?
The Gemara said it.
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Gemara said
it yesterday. Did it say it yesterday? Yeah. Anyway, the Gemara yesterday for Avram and Sarah from Yitzchak. Gemara darshened yesterday. Okay, so now the next Tosa says that the Gemara had said that if it marries the third one, she's Taitse below Ksuba. So Taitse below Ksuba, Ravan says just right now that she leaves without a Ksuba immediately. But the machlokes we showed him that point out that maybe she has to wait to 10 years as well to get the, to get till she gets that, till that one is divorced, till that one she gets, she has, can be that he can divorce her as well. Okay, we'll go further. Okay, Ibailu, another suffix. Nisei Slurvi, she marries a fourth person, right? Vahayu la banim, and from this fourth person she ends up having children. So I guess she was married for 10 years to one, 10 years to two. According to Tosafot, just for a little bit for number three, or according to the Ramban, even for 10 years for number three. So now she's whatever, she's a certain age, and then she hasn't given birth in the fourth one. So obviously the fourth one already had children, because otherwise he wouldn't be allowed to marry her, but then she ends up having kids. So Mao did Tiboy Lishlishi. Can she go back to the third husband and say, I want my ksuba now? It seems to me,
you're,
right?
you're the problem, not me.
So Amrin Allah, we're telling her, be quiet, because he can make problems with the get. Right, Amrin Allah, she to take your femi duburaych. Your quiet is your silence is better than your speaking. The Matzi Amr Allah, because maybe he can say to her, Ana dat the hachalogar isticha. The only reason why I divorced you was because
I
want to
know that.
The only reason why I divorced you was because you weren't having children. Had I known that you would be able to have children, I would never have divorced you. So therefore, the get may not be good, and therefore you have problems with her kids. And maybe mamzerim. So Tosos says, the Tosos made Paris. So Shonim asks, what's talking about? The only way you can have a tanai in the get is if he actually says it. Did he express it? What? Right, did he express it? So some say, he expressed it. Some say no, because
that was inherent in what he
it's in the exact Toshi Shalom says. What he's saying, the only reason why he's divorcing her is the Chachamim are forcing him to divorce her because she can't be married to him. So that's inherent, Ansani, that's the reason. Okay. So Masifla Rapapa. So Rapapa says, wait a second.
That's a great line, by the way. I like that.
She's right? Say it to your kids. Yeah. So. She's Susich.
Silence is better than
your. Right, silence is golden. So, Maskifla Rapapa. So, Rapapa says, wait a second. Okay, one thing that we don't let her make, the claim, but we should make the claim for him. We're the Rabbanim, we should make the claim for him. Based and should make the claim. We have a problem to get here. Maskifla Rapapa, Ishaska. Okay, fine, let her be quiet. But not Mishaskinon, why should we be quiet? Nimsa get batal, banem amzerim. If we know for a fact that this get is the problem, because it was given out tonight, then well, how are we quiet? We have a problem with Mamzerim over here. So Ella, so rather we say, we pater the argument is not because, the reason why he doesn't have to pay her back the get that he didn't, the ksuba, is because we say, Arminon, hashtahu dibraisa. We say here, she got cured. She got cured here. She had IVF, whatever it is, she got cured here. Don't go back to the third husband and get it. Basically, you have these takas chazal, they're established. Don't say all of a sudden now we're going to go back and reinvent the wheel. That's what it is. You didn't deserve a ksuba from the third person. Now you had children from the fourth one. If he divorces you, you'll get your ksuba, but not from the third one, because you were established for a chazaka. Next case. Hu amar mina. This is an interesting case to figure out what the case is. We'll just read the case. Hu amar mina? He says it's her fault. I know for a fact that it's because of her that she's not having children, and therefore I don't have to give her a ksuba. Interesting. Why not? Doesn't have to give her a ksuba after the he amra. So Tosa says, last line over here, Tosa says the case is this is the third husband. This is the third husband, right? Right, Rav Shmuel Bar Chai and Peirush Tohacha Ari Kishasa Im Shlishi Yud Shanim. He's the third husband after 10 years. So now he goes to Mishra. I know it's her fault. V'hi Amar, but she says no. He says Minei. I know it's your fault. I know you're the reason that we're not having children. So Amar Rabbi Ami says Devarim Shebeino Lebeino Nemenes. If it's things between him and her, the private things, she's believed. What's the private thing between him and her here? The time of my he Kaim Alabi Yorechets V'hulo Kaim Yorechets. She knows that when he ejaculates, it doesn't come out appropriately. So she can only want it. She can feel that. He can't feel that. So we believe her. So we believe her in this case that therefore she get divorced. She says it's his fault, and she can get divorced with the ksuba.
The third time, though?
That Tosafot says it has. Well, because the question is, how can it be any other time?
We said the third time there's no, they should taste a below ksuba. Now
right, but now she's saying the reason, because Tosa, we could go back to the case, is saying that she's there for married for 10 years, and she's saying, don't establish the chazaka. You can't establish the chazaka, because this time it's his fault. How do I know? Because he doesn't ejaculate properly.
I mean, they were allowed to get married because he had kids, obviously.
No, the third time she's allowed. Right, he had kikitzer. Right, right, right.
And we believe her.
Yeah, we say we believe her. Dvarim beinah lebe, because the Gemara says dvarim shebeinah lebeinah nemenes, because she can feel that, she can feel that, but he can't. It's not edus.
She sound like in the David. I mean, what she's. She wants
Iksuva. And he doesn't want Iksuva. And he doesn't want Iksuva.
She can always say it.
But he can always say it also.
She's saying it goes going to her. She's the menace.
She's because she's the one, because it's Biyada. It's Biyada. I always believe someone who's Biyada. It's Biyada. Okay. So the Gemara says again.
He's against the wife.
What?
He's against believing the wife.
Okay, that's possible. The Gemara now says another case where the husband would have to give the woman the Iksuva, which is a case where, again, they married, they're with her 10 years, doesn't give birth. And the Amar Ihu Azil Insiv Itusav Ivduk Nafshai. He goes, you know what? For 10 years, I'm supposed to give her a ksuba. Let me go check. I'm going to marry somebody else. If I have children from that other person, it means it shows that's her fault, and therefore I don't have to give her. I won't have to give her the ksuba. Amar Ihu Azil Insiv Itita the Ivduk Nafshai. And I'll check. I'll do a check. Right. So Amar Rami says no. Afazu Yotzi Vitin Laksuba. In this case, you, the first one, you, even if you had kids with the second wife, you still give the ksuba to the first wife. It could just be two together. Didn't work.
No, because like he gave a get, but it's not the final. Like, well, depend. Oh, you gave the get.
No, he didn't give the get yet. He says we're married for 10 years. I'm supposed to give you a get now and give you the ksuba. I want to check. I'm going to marry somebody else and see if she gets pregnant.
You don't give her a get.
Right. Amar Rami Afazu Yotzi Vitin Laksuba. Shani Omer Kol Hanosa Ishal Ishto Yotzi Vitin Ksuba. Because if you ever marry the second, he seems to hold. It was interesting. It goes against all of Yavamas here. Anyone who marries a second wife has to divorce his first wife and give her a ksuba. So how do you case of tsara? I don't know. Rava argues and says Amar Nosei Adam Kamen Nashim Al Ishto. Right, you can marry as many women as you want, but who the Isle Limazinayu? As long as they have the possibility, as a possibility of supporting them, which in today's day and age would be no wives. So, okay, who? Who Amar? He says, "Aplis bego eser." He says that you miscarried within the 10 years. And he said, if you miscarried in 10 years, you don't get the divorce. You just have the right to get divorced and get the ksuba. So he says, no, you miscarried within these 10 years. So it's not a 10 year. You didn't have a 10 year problem, and therefore I'm not divorcing. I'm not giving you the ksuba. But she wants out. The Amro lo aplis. I did not miscarry, and therefore. Give me the get, give me the ksuba. So Amar Rabbi Ami, Afbezo, even in this case, he nemenes, she is believed. Why? Because the alternative is for her to say that she's an akara. And most women aren't going to establish that they're an akara unless they really are. Right? He nemenes, dim isa lehapila, because if he was really right, nafsha bakarasul machzika, technically she wouldn't want to establish herself as somebody who is an akara. So if she says that she's an akara, we're going to believe her. Hepila of the chazar of hepila of the chazar of hepila huchzikal in the fallen. Let's say she has three times she has miscarriages. Now she's huchzikal in the fallen. She's huchzikal in the fallen. She can't deliver on even miscarriages. So hu amar apila trei. He says you only miscarry twice, and therefore you don't have the chazaka, and therefore I don't have to give you. Here where it seems to be possible with Shum Gamliel, that they take the after three times, right? Vi amar tlas, and he says no, I miscarried three times, and therefore I'm muchzekas not to give birth. Divorce me and give me my ksuva. Right,
she wants out.
So Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Elazar, Uvda Hav the Beis Medrash. So you had a case like this in the Beis Medrash. But Amr, when they said he mehemna, she's believed. Dim Isad Lo Apla Nafsha Benifli Lo Machzika. Why would she want to establish herself falsely that she's a woman who hooks up to miscarry? Must mean that she's telling the truth and therefore she's believed. Next Mishnah. Ha'ish Mitzuva Al Pirya Urivya. The man is commanded to mekayin the mitzvah Pru Ravu Avalo Ha'isha, but the woman is not. So again, you have to do the sugya in kedushin, right? As the Gemara in kedushin says that in the second beginning of the second parak, it says it's the sugya of mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho. So we say that it's better for the man should do the kedushin because mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho, and the woman should do the kedushin because it's mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho. We always sort of ask what mitzvah by her. So by the man, they hack around, maybe it's mitzvah puravu. But what mitzvah the woman has? According to the Mishnah, there's no mitzvah puravu. So why is the mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho? There's no mitzvah. So that's to go back. Is Shevis part of Pru Ravu? Is Shevis separate from Pru Ravu? Does Shevis explain Pru Ravu?
That's on what, both
of
Shevis?
Shevis is on both? Shevis is on Goyim. Shevis is on... It could be for Shevis. So the Ran of the era in Kedushin says because it's a Hechsher mitzvah for him. So that still counts. But the Ran's assumption there is that she's still not mitzvah on Pru Rivia. Your answer gives her another mitzvah to be Goyim. Okay. So ha'ish mitzuva puri rivya avalo ha'ish but not the wife. Rabbi Yochanan broke him. Rabbi Yochanan says al shneiem. No, both of them are chayav and the mitzvah puravu because who omer because it says the mitzvah puravu was sent onto man and woman. It says vayirech osam. God bless them. Elokim vayomer lahem. And God said to them puravu, which is plural. He's saying to both of them puravu.
Plus, you need both. That makes more
okay, you need both to do the mitzvah, but maybe the commandment is only incumbent on one. I mean, you can force somebody to do a mitzvah.
She said, I don't want to do that.
So then they'll divorce her and don't do it. But he would have the mitzvah. All the nafkamina to come out, to get married, to get divorced, to do these things, would be only incumbent on him. The question of Shabbos is interesting, because you have the case of an Eved. So an Eved is only chayiv in mitzvahs, like a woman's chayiv in mitzvahs. So a woman is pater, walacha pater from Pru Ravu, not mechuyiv in Pru Ravu. So about an Eved, is he not mechuyiv in Pru Ravu? Maybe he's chayiv in Shabbos, maybe it's different than he's chayiv in Pru Ravu. The only reason why the woman isn't chayiv in Pru Ravu is for side reasons. Right? So we know how the Mili, where does the Tanakh know that the mitzvah of Pru Ravu is different than all other mitzvahs of Shesh and Zman Grama that the woman would be pater from, or wouldn't be chayiv from? It's only on the man. So Amar Rabbi Lam, Yishim Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Lo Mishnah Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon Amar Kra. The pasuk says right. It says Vayirav Arichosam Elokim Vayom Lehem Elokim Pru Ravu. And then it says Umeluas Arts VeKivshua. Go capture VeKivshua. And the Gemara says Darko Ish Darko Lichvosh and Ish Darko Lichvosh. You have to read the rest of the pasuk. It's Pru Ravu to the person who has Kivshua. That only applies to the man. So the Gemara says Adiraba UKivshua is written in plural. It's said plural with the vav makes it plural. So it's on both of them, right? Tarti Mashma. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak VeKivshua without a vav ksiv. It's written singular. I mean, we read it plural, but it's written singular.
Yeah, VeKavsha.
He says VeKivshua ksiv.
Really?
How does he say?
VeKavsha.
That's how he vocalizes it.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Okay.
That's the written form.
So therefore, it doesn't have the vav. Either way, this doesn't have the vav. And therefore, it's singular. So therefore, Yidarshan. I mean, it's interesting because we always had a machlokas whether or not we say that the aim mikra, aim of mesorah. And here it seems to be that we just go according to the way to the mesorah, not the mikra. Rav Yosef Amrei Hacha. Rav Yosef says, no, you learn it from here. Hashem tells Yaakov, Ani Kel Shakai, pray Ravei, Velomar Pru Ravu. Only says Pru Ravu by Yaakov. So Tosafot says, well, okay, wait a second. Granted, it says only pray Ravei by Yaakov, but it just says Pru Ravu by in Bereishis. So Tosafot points out, Afagad the other Rishon covered Pru Ravu, who bracha be Alma Velomar Mitzvah. That's only a bracha. And it wasn't a commandment. Which is, I don't know, Pru Ravu Kivshua is only a bracha according to Tosafot there. Okay. But Amar Rabbi La, Mishur Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Rabbi Lass, now that since we said one thing in the name of Allah, Rabbi Shimon, I'm going to say two more things from that Rabbi Lass said in the name of Rabbi Shimon. But Amar Rabbi Lass, Mishum, Rabbi Lass, Rabbi Shimon, Kishem Shem Mitzvah Adam Lomar Davar HaNishma, just like it's incumbent upon a person when he says something that gets Tochacha, it's incumbent upon him to say something that people will listen to. Kach Mitzvah Adam Shalom Lomar Davar She'en HaNishma. It's also incumbent upon a person not to say something when he knows it's not going to be listened to. They have the Machlok. The problem is you have the Gemara in, where's the Gemara? Gemara in Erechin, right? So Gemara in Erechin that says you have to be chayach tochiach samisecha until you hit him. That's a Yaakov so. And here it says only give it if you think it's going to be listened to. So you have to work out the differences between the two sugyos, right? So let's read it again. Vamar Rabbi Lom, Yishnum Rabbi Lazar, Rav Shimon, Yishem Shem Mitzvah Al Adam Lomar Dover HaNishma, Kach Mitzvah Adam Shalom Lomar Dover She'enu Nishma. Rabbi Abba Omer Chova. It's a chov not to say something when you know it's not going to be listened to. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Al Tochach Leitz. Don't give rebuke to the Leitz. Pain Yisanacha, lest he'll hate you. Hochach Lechacham V'yavecha. But give Musar to the Chacham, or the person who knows, and then he'll love you. But Amar Rabbi Lam Yishum Rabbi Lazar. Third thing, Amar Rabbi Lam Yishum Rabbi Lazar of Shimon. Mutlo LaAdam L'Shanos B'Davar HaShalom. You're allowed to sort of fudge the truth in order for the sake of peace. It's not supposed to be an outright lie. There's supposed to be some sort of truth modification. Right? Shneamar. How do we know this? The pasuk says by the brothers of Yosef. Right? It says after Yaakov dies, it says Vayetzavu Yosef Leimor Avicha Tziva. Your father commanded Koso Mal Yosef Anas Ana Pesha Achecha V'Chachadosam Kirag Mulecha. Don't hold a grudge against your brothers. Yaakov really didn't say this. Yaakov did say you should live together in peace, but he didn't really say the words that they said. Rabbi Nassan Omer Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to change. How do you know it's a mitzvah? Because even Hashem does it. Where does Hashem do it? Hashem does it after he tells Shmuel HaNavi to go to the house of Yishai and to anoint David as king instead of Shaul. And Shmuel says, Vayomer Shmuel, Eichelech v'shama Shaul v'harageni. How am I going to go and do this? Shaul's going to hear me and kill me. So afterwards, Hashem explains to him, it's not here in the Gemara, but the Pesukim say, Hashem says, Eglas Bokar Tikach B'yadcha V'matlas Bokar Tzambati. Go take some animals with you and just go say, Shaul bothers you, say you went to be Makar Karbanos. Hashem's commanding him to do it, so therefore he sees a mitzvah. Of course, over here, here's pikuach nefesh. Maybe it's not being mutl shanas with me shalom. It's mutl shanas. I'm going to save your life. It's not one of the big three. Okay.
Chachamim do that all day long.
Okay. The tailor, butcher. Okay. So fiddle on the roof. Okay. The bay Rabbi Shmuel Tana. The house of Rabbi Shmuel, they said, Godel HaShalom, peace is so great, Shavah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shinobo, even the Kodesh Baruch Hu changed it, directly Mikara, by Sarah, it says, right, Vatitzach Sarah Kirba, Vilemor, Echare, Blosia, Yisrael, Edna, Valdoni Zakein, my master is old, Ulubasov, Ksiv, Hashem says to Avram, Lamazes Chatzar, Lemor, half of Ramalek, Nizakanti. He changed it from, and she says, you are old, he says, I'm old. Question is, though, in the first Pasuk, it's not a real lie because Sarah did say, "Acharei lo siyas al yedna." I no longer menstruate. So she's calling herself old also in the pasuk, but she also called her husband old. Fine. There's a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Brachos that says that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to lie for three things, right? Emes, Echsanya, Masechta, and
about his wife.
Tashmish, maybe Echsanya. Right? It's Emes. You're allowed to lie for Emes. Achsanya, Masechta, and Tashmas, I think. So the Gemara doesn't mention the one about Mutl Shana Stifnei Shalom. Why isn't it mentioned this third one? So the answer is because those three things are Shalom. Those are all because of Darkei Shalom. That's why those three things are encapsulated in Shalom. Okay. It was learned in the Mishnah that Rav Yochanan ben Broka said that on both of them is the mitzvah Pru Ravu, because it says Pru Ravu in plural. So Itmar, he learned in the base measures. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Machloksim Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua. Chad Amar Lach Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. One says that Lach is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, that the woman is Chayeves in Puri Revya. The Chad Amar one says, Ain Lach Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, the woman is not Mitzuva on the Mitzvah of Puri Revu. Right? Testayim, let's prove from the following Maisa that the Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Ain Lach. That's Rabbi Yochanan who says that Lach is not like Rabbi Yochanan. Different Rabbi Yochanans. The Yasir Rabbi Avohu, as Rabbi Avohu was sitting, the Ka'amar Mishnei to Rabbi Yochanan, he said the name Rabbi Yochanan, that the halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, that the woman is Muchayeves. The Hadrina of Ami Rav Asi Lapayu, and Rav Ami Rav Asi, they turned their head away from him, meaning they didn't want, they basically saying you're wrong without telling him that you're wrong. They turned away, so you're wrong, that's not, that Rabbi Yochanan did not say that. So by turning their head away, it's mashma that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said not halacha, because when someone said, Rabbi Yochanan said that is the halacha, they scolded him and said that you're wrong. So Rabbi Yochanan is not the one who holds up Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rabbi Yeshua who holds up Rabbi Yochanan and Broka. The Ika de Amri, and some say the Maisa was not by Rabbi Avo who said it. It's rather Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar said that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said in the name of regular Rabbi Yochanan that the Lacha is like Rabbi Yochanan and Broka. And then Va'adrina Rabbi Ami Vrasi Lapayo, and Rabbi Ami and Ravasi turn their face away from him. Right? When you turn your face away from them, Rashi says is because you give him kavod. You basically make your stance clear, but you give him cover, but not.
You don't want to be
in the right, exactly. So the Gemara says, "Amra Papa Bishlamam Amra Bivo Amra." It makes sense according to the first one that they were able to that they had a not mevayishim to Rabbi Avo Bishum Kvod Be Kesar, because Rabbi Avo was Karav Lamalchus, so they didn't want to say anything. Lo Amr Lo Leimidi, but they just turned their head away. But Elamam Amra Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amra Leibrele. They should say it to him. He's not close to the king. You don't have to have any. You don't have no worries about. You don't have to have worries about contradicting him, right? Right, they should have said that Rabbi Yochanan didn't say this. So it must be the case is that it was Rabbi Avohu who said that Rabbi Yochanan holds the Lachas like Rabbi Yochanan, and they showed him that the Rabbi Yochanan did not say the Lachas like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Yochanan Broka. Okay. So my havila. So lemaskana. What's the halacha? Did Rabbi Yochanan paskin the Lachas like Rabbi Yochanan Broka or not? Do we know whether or not what Rabbi Yochanan said is halacha that you follow that the woman is mukhayeves or is she not? So Tashma, the Amr Rabbi Acha Bar Rabbi Chanina Amr Yavo Amr Vasi Uvda Hava Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. The following ma'aseh came before Rabbi Yochanan Bekishna de Kesaria. I guess in the shul in Kesaria, the case was that a woman didn't have children and she now goes to her husband to divorce her so she can marry somebody else and maybe have children with that person. Va'amar, Rav Yochanan says to her, Yotzivit and Ksuba. So she's demanding it. She's coming and demanding it. Not that we're basing this force on her. She's come. What demand does she have? There's no such thing as no fault. What's the demand on her side? What's the case that she has that she's demanding it? The only way she can demand it must be because she has a mitzvah pru revu, so she wants to have children. Right? V'amar Yotzivit and Ksuba. The Isak Adaita lo mipakda, that she doesn't have the commandment of pru revu. Ksuba Maya Meditate. Why does she get the Ksuba? She's demanding something. Why is she getting the Ksuba? The husband can say to her, what are we talking about? Right, Rashi says, "V'im rotzi at letzeit ein lecha ksuba." If you want to go out yourself, you don't have a ksuba. The only reason why you get the ksuba is because you have a reason. So the Gemara says, okay, so she has a reason. The case could be as follows. She comes with the following taina. Dilma beba machmas taina. She has a claim. Ki ahi, like the following woman, the asa lekameh de Rabbi Ami, who came in front of Rabbi Ami, and Amrale, and says to Rabbi Ami, havli ksuba, force him to give him a ksuba. So Amrale, and Rabbi Ami says, zil, no, go out without your ksuba, because we'll be pakat. You don't have a chiyuv. So Amrale, what are you talking about? Right, what's going to be with me when I get older? I need someone to support me. I need someone to help me. I have a reason to get divorced. Yeah, great. I'm not mechuyev to have children, but you have to look at the future. I'm going to be old and widowed and have nothing. I need my son and my children to help me out. So Amar ki havade kafinu. This is a good claim, and therefore you can force them to divorce her and get the husband. But there's no proof whether or not she's mechuyev as in peru. Right? And hahid also the kameh de Rav Nachman. Another case that came before Rav Nachman. Amar le lo mitpakadat. You're not mitzuva on mitzvah peru review. Therefore, if you want to get divorced, so you don't have a zechus for the ksuba. So Amar le, she says to Rav Nachman, lo boy hai hach itusa chutriyada. I need a stick. I need someone to support me. I need someone to lean on. Umar le krura, and someone to bury me. If you don't let me get remarried, I'm not going to have no chance of having children. I'm not going to have that. Samar ki ha vade kafinan. For this, you definitely call for the Baal to divorce her and give her the ksuba, because that's a valid taina. But again, there's no proof that the reason why she's getting divorced because she has a mitzvah peru ru. So basically, we have a machlokas, what the halacha is like. We had a machlokas, who holds one way or another. We didn't prove it either. We didn't prove either way who Rabbi Yochanan holds. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring another maisa because we come Rav Chiya, and it's going to prove that the pasuk that the woman does not mitzuva on the mitzvah peru revu. Yehuda v'chizki ya to'omim hayu. They were the sons of Rabbi Chiya, and they are twins, right? But echad nigmar tzrusel of tisha. One was a 9-month baby. The echad nigmar tzrusel tchila shiva, and one was a 7-month baby. I'm not actually sure how it works. Maybe they were fertilized at the same time, or fertilized 2 months apart, whatever it is, there were two, and there's difficulty in the pregnancy, right? Yehudis de Bisayu de Rabbi Chiya, Havle Tzar Leda. She had lots of pain giving birth to them, right? So she wants out. She doesn't want to give birth again. She wants out, right? So, Shanamana, she basically gets in disguise, she changes her clothing, V'asal Kamin Rabbi Chiya, goes in front of Rabbi Chiya, who's her husband, also the posek, disguises herself, goes in front of the posek, right? Amra itata mikpadka puru revu, and she asks, is a woman mechuyav in the mitzvah of puru revu? So Amra lalo, he says no. So Azla ishtaya sam dakarasa. So she drinks some sort of potion, the poison, and she sterilizes herself. I don't understand. So even if she was mechuyav in the mitzvah of puru revu, she already had kids. And we're going to see in a moment also that she had twin girls before and also. So according to Kaladea, she was yotzi in the mitzvah of puru revu. So what's she even asking? All right, anyway. So he says, "Also, Kaim the Bechia Amra Itzel Mikad Pir Riviv Amrei Lo." So, also, Ishtaya Samed the Ekra Lusof Igli Milson. Then it comes out, Rabbi Chiya sees that it's his wife. So, Amrei Ikui Yaldad Lichad Krasa Achrisa Halavai. She shouldn't have drinking this until she gave me another set of twins. Right? The Amar Mar Yehuda Vechisya Achei Pazi Vitavi Achvasa. He had a set of twin daughters and a set of twin sons. And he wanted another set of twins. So she already had two boys and two girls. So what's the question with the Puru Revu or not? She already goes to the mitzvah. Right?
That's not the end game.
Yeah, well, that's it. That is the end game. The point is that you see from here that he asked, she asked Rabbi Chiya, is a woman Mukhuyev as a Puru Revu? And he says no. So you see the halach is that she's not. The woman is not Mukhuyev as a Puru Revu. Okay. Next. So the Gemara says, "Velo mikpakdei." Is it really true that there's no mitzvah of puru revu incumbent upon the woman? The case of the following woman, right? It was a shivka knanis who was bought by two people, two separate people. One freed her, one didn't free her. So she's chatzi shivka, chatzi baschorin, right? Chatzi shivka v'chatzi baschorin. They kafu as rabba v'asar baschorin, and they forced the other baal to emancipate her. Why are you emancipating her? Right, to say, because Rashi says, Kedei shiti muteris li nasei. When we dechafin le rabba, alma mipkta. Because you want her to get married, it must be that she has the mitzvah of pruravu. So the Gemara says, no, the reason why we want her to be freed is because right now, when she's a chatzi shifka chatzi baschorin, she can't marry anybody. She can't marry an ever because of the baschorin side. She can't marry a ben chorin because of the shifka side. So what happens? She becomes loose. right? Amar Nachman Rav Yitzchak Minon Hefker Nahaguba. She becomes a Hefkeris because she can't marry anybody, so she just lets herself be available for anybody. So we force her to divorce, force the owner to emancipate her, so people aren't Nichshal with her. But there's no proof that the women are not Mukhliyavas. Women are Mukhliyavas and Puravu. Based on Allah, we say women are not Mukhliyavas and Puravu. I am certain that Rabbi Raza will quote the Meshach Chachma. I ain't sure. Okay. The Meshach Chachma explains what the reason is why women can't be Mukhliyavas and Puravu, because the woman has so much pain. There's so much pain, and she goes to the point where she swears, I'll never want to have another children. How can you obligate her in that with that? Okay. We will stop here.
Maybe he has not focused on it down.
I thought you were
bringing it. Maybe it's not focused on it here. It's like a woman, you know?